This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, March 23rd. God's word to you today is the second self. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 2 verse 5, and it says that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Jesus gave us life, and the life is consistent. We need him every hour, we need him every day, and we need him every second. We did not need him just when we got saved. We need him now as much as when we came to Christ, if not more. Romans 7:18 says, "And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature, in self." This is Paul speaking. This man had planted churches and done great things. The deception that has kept a lot of people down is that we think we are not that bad. You need to realize that in yourself there is nothing good. The flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that gives life. Self-righteousness hinders the resurrection life and power. Surrender it to the cross and nail it to the cross. We must be on the lookout for self-righteous thoughts. Thoughts like, "I am not where I should be, but I'm better than he is or better than she is." Arrest such thoughts immediately and nail it to the cross. The second thing that needs to be nailed to the cross is self-confidence. As seemingly harmless as self-confidence is, self-confidence can be very destructive to spiritual life. Sometimes it can be as direct as, "I do not need God's help. Why should I pray? I know what to do. I know who to call and what strings to pull and make a harmony." Sometimes it is not so direct. Self-confidence can hide under a seemingly righteous statement like, "Heaven helps those who help themselves." It is not in the Bible. There is some truth to the principle, the concept of initiating. God wants you to rise up and face life issues, not in self-confidence, but in God-confidence. A classic story is the story of David in 1 Samuel 17, 32-37. Please read. David the teenager shows up on the scene where men who had been trained in battle were hiding from Goliath, who had been a man of war since he was a boy. And he says in 1 Samuel 17:37, "The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine." His boast was rooted in God, God-confidence. Take self-confidence, root it in God, and make it God-confidence. Self-confidence by itself can hinder resurrection life from flowing through you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I bring self-righteousness and self-confidence to the cross, and I nail it to the cross. You alone will be my boast. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.